There is a lot of confusion in the churches today. Starting in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. There were two places, heaven and earth. Heaven and earth make up the kingdom of God. Within the kingdom of God, there are two programs, one earthly for Israel and one heavenly for the church, the body of Christ. In Genesis 12:3, God made a covenant with Abraham and told him, "I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." Abraham had two sons, Isaac and Jacob. Jacob became Israel. In Exodus 19:5 through 6, "Now therefore, if ye shall obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for the earth is mine, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that thou shalt speak to the children of Israel." God gave more covenant promises in Numbers 25:12-13. "Therefore say, Behold, I give unto him my covenant of peace, and he shall have it, and his seed after him, even the covenant of an everlasting, forever, eternal priesthood." We know in Scripture that Israel failed to keep the promises. They failed to obey God's voice. Well, we know by Scripture that Israel failed to keep the covenants. They failed to obey God's voice. Because Israel was not obedient, in Hosea 1:9, "Then said God, Call his name Lo Ammi, for ye are not my people, and I will not be your God." Israel was cast away, Lo Ammi. Israel had whored with other nations, that is the Gentile nations. They worshipped idols. They killed their prophets. They killed their Messiah, Jesus Christ. And finally, God had enough. He cast them away for a season. We are in that season today. God did not utterly destroy Israel. Israel will be restored. God did not utterly destroy Israel. Israel will be restored. One of the last questions that Peter and the 11 asked Jesus before he ascended into heaven is found in Acts 1:6. "When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel?" The kingdom they were asking about is an earthly kingdom when Jesus will return and literally set foot on Mount Zion. Israel's sins will be blotted out in that kingdom. After they endure to the end of the great tribulation, Israel will inherit the earth. Let us look at Revelations 21:10. John speaking here, "And he carried me away in the spirit to a great high mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God," in verse 12, "and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and the names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel." Revelation 21:14, "And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb." Well, here that would be the names of the disciples that Jesus had chosen during his earthly ministry. The books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are loaded with the kingdom message, "Repent and be baptized for the remission of sins, that your sins may be blotted out at the second coming of Christ." Jesus said in Matthew 15:24, "I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Matthew 10:1, "And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness, all manner of disease." Matthew 10:5-6, "These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into the city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Jesus Christ's earthly ministry was to and for Israel only. Jesus Christ said in John 13:20, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receiveth whomever I send receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me." Jesus saved Saul, his name is now Paul, on the road to Damascus in Acts chapter 9. Christ sent Apostle Paul to be the apostle for us Gentiles. When Israel was cast away, they became as Gentiles. They no longer had a special position above all other nations as before. Jews can come to salvation today just as anybody else in the world. The church, the body of Christ, was never raised to the level of Israel, nor did we ever become spiritual Israel. Christ sent Apostle Paul to the Jews and the Greeks in the synagogue churches for the purpose of the gospel of God in establishing that Jesus Christ was indeed the Messiah, the Son of God. Some believed, most did not. The synagogue churches were Romans, Thessalonians, Galatians, and Corinthians. In Romans 11:26, Paul writes, "And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the Deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob." And remember, Jacob is Israel. Later, Christ sent Paul to the Gentiles only, starting in the book of Ephesians. In Acts 28:26-28, Apostle Paul was sent to tell the Jews, "Hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and not perceive. For the heart of the people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Be it known therefore unto you that the salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, and they shall hear it." The gospel for us today and the doctrine for the church, the body of Christ, is found only in Romans through Philemon, which are Paul's epistles. The truth for Israel is truth, and the truth for the body of Christ is truth, but they are not the same truth. In 2 Timothy 2:15, Paul wrote, "Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." We that are saved by grace through faith ought not to be going back into the earthly ministry of Christ and adopting doctrine for us today in the but now. The reason that the disciples were given the Holy Ghost was because the Jews required signs, wonders, and miracles to believe. Don't take my word for it. Study it out. It's all written there in your Bible. Christ ascended into heaven and gave us pastors and teachers so we can learn Scripture today. We do not have the unction of the Holy Ghost that Christ gave the disciples. The greatest division in your Bible is not Old Testament and New Testament. It is between prophecy and mystery. Israel is in prophecy, time past, and then again in ages to come. The church, the body of Christ, is mystery, but now, and Paul is our apostle, sent by Christ himself. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 4:16, "Wherefore I beseech you, be ye followers of me." In 1 Corinthians 11:1, "Be ye followers of me, even as I am also of Christ." In Philippians 3:17, "Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk, so as ye have us for an example." Apostle Paul was serious about us following him. The words that Paul spoke were given to him by none other than Jesus Christ himself. Colossians 1:25, "Whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God." Galatians 1:12, "For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ." Paul never taught the kingdom message to the Jews or the Gentiles. Paul was sent by the ascended Lord Jesus Christ to preach the gospel of Christ to us Gentiles. In Galatians 1:8, Paul said, "But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed." Paul said, if anyone taught another gospel, he did not say a false gospel. Paul was referring to those preachers that would go back into the gospel for the kingdom for Israel and teach it as the gospel of Christ, which Paul had only received by revelations. The "we" is not the disciples and Paul. The disciples were in a time past ministry. Paul taught in 1 Corinthians 15:1-4, the gospel of our salvation. And he wrote, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which ye also are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to Scripture, that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to Scriptures. Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And in Ephesians 1:13, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. We, friends, cannot lose our salvation. If we have believed the gospel of our salvation, we are saved and sealed and promised an eternal home with Christ. Ephesians 1:14, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. Jesus purchased us on the cross. Unto the praise of his glory, the above verses are the gospel of your salvation. Believe the gospel of your salvation, and you will be saved. You do not need to raise your hand, walk the aisle for Jesus, be water baptized, speak in tongues, clean up your act, or pray through at some altar. Only believe that, and thou shalt be saved. The words of Paul are very different from the words of Christ's earthly ministry and the 12 disciples. Check it out and make comparisons. The disciples knew nothing of Christ dying for sins. Check it out. Read and believe what your Bible says, as it says it, where it says it. We that are in the church, the body of Christ, in this day of God's grace alone, through faith alone, are saved and forgiven and promised the heavenly home in Christ's kingdom, which is in heaven. Colossians 3:2, set your affections on things above, not on things of earth. And in finishing this lesson, Israel's sins are remitted and will be blotted out at the day of refreshing from the presence of the Lord when the kingdom of Israel is restored here on earth. This bears repeating. In John 13:20, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receiveth whomsoever I send, receiveth me, and him that receiveth me, receives him that sent me. Jesus sent Apostle Paul for and to us in the but now. In Galatians 1:8, Paul said, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you,